The one pressing item I've got is on farm tactics. We've got the usual every 4 years option paper on whether we send a legislative package, whether we let our views be known quietly to the committee, those kinds of all
other things.
Buck says, let me get back here to where people choose upsides.
You can choose upsides.
Yeah, Butts and a lot of other people all favor a transitional program, so-called, as a desired substantive result of this year's legislation. What that means, in effect, is not a formal bill. But
I've been told that way too. Let me say on the farm issue, a farm bill is all we're going to do. You're not going to get through. What I mean is, if I have a farm bill, I know it's right to do so. And you say, what the hell, you won the election, why don't you do it? And the answer is within the Congress.
Yeah.
So, well, John, I think it's the purer way, the cleaner way. I don't know if you can say, put up a farm bill and change all these programs and the rest. But it's just pissing in the wind.
Now, Butts' idea is to go for a four-year phasing to reach the cropland basis, which would, in effect, get us on a sounder basis, remove some of the supports over a period of 4 years so these guys could plan on it. And he's willing to go up and fight for that and try and get it. I think we'll let him try.
Sure. Oh, sure.
Be an effort to
let Butts
move it.
Try his way is what our thing, but I don't think formal farm. I should just say we're consulting with the Congress. This is one of those areas which is particularly requires congressional consultation and support.
Right.
And to be quite honest about it, I'd say we have found, as we found before, that the most effective way to work with the Agriculture Committee is to work in partnership with the Congress rather than to send it support. And that's what they prefer, and that's what Secretary Butch has recommended.
Okay.
And so we will have a bill, but only after consultation.
And then it'll be a committee bill which we'll support.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Good. And we'll publicly state our position at the time we have one.
Sure.
Okay. Great. Well, that's the only thing that immediately...
What about trade?
All right. If you'd like to get into that.
I think this... I really don't feel myself. I thought about it. I've been doing a lot of thinking about it. But I think we had better take a known quantity with weaknesses that we're aware of in this particular area than to try to take somebody else. Grain is oil. I realize he's weak in some areas. I realize there'll be some confirmation problems, but let's look at that for just a moment. Maybe it's just as well to have Grain get up there and have him beat him over the head about Watergate and have him say what the hell he's done.
Well, he's prepared to do that. I've been over this today with John Dean to see what he says the problems will be. He says it will be a very long, very tough confirmation and will be an opportunity for a different set of senators to get into the Watergate than the Irvin group.
Yeah.
It'll be the Tunneys and the Kennedys and the Bias and so on. But recognizing that, Gray tells a very good story. And
he tells basically the story that I think of, because, look, the main problem with Watergate are not the facts. Sure, the facts will be this and that and the other. The main problem is the cover-up.
Yeah.
Now, then, we just can't have appearance of cover-up. And I think we can simply say that, yes, that we want and let him get up there. You see, if you kick him upstairs to the circuit court and say they were afraid of something, there's no way they'll get around. It'll look like a cover. It does get a difference, and it gets Kennedy and Tony and the rest. So they go after Gray. Gray, it seems to me, makes a rather good impression. I don't know. I haven't seen him on television. Does he?
Reasonably good. He's very earnest. He's
tall.
Very square corners.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a retired Navy captain. He's vulnerable, according to John's analysis. He's vulnerable to two counts. One is whether or not he handled Watergate adequately. And John says, I think he'll acquit himself very nicely there.
He does.
The other is his stewardship of the Bureau over the period of the last 8 months.
Yeah.
There, John says, the established bureaucracy of the Bureau will be feeding all kinds of garbage to the committee.
Yeah.
And Gray be on the defensive. So he says we're liable to be in for a few surprises on other cases or the handling of other matters or things of that kind that are incalculable right now. But he said he doesn't think that he is in serious jeopardy, and on balance he thinks Gray is, as you say, a known quantity. He is a guy that we can tell to do things and he will do them. Now, he's been a little weak on that because of this. He's been afraid of what he had to face at the time of confirmation. John says,
unless he's confirmed,
he thinks if, but only if, you call Gray over and you read him chapter and verse and you say, Pat, he says you, now I can do this, but he said you. You would say, Pat, I had an arrangement with J. Edgar Hoover that up till now I have not had with you and I've missed it. Once you're confirmed, I want it understood. So we go back to a personal relationship that when I call, you respond, and that we have to have an absolutely tight relationship.
Well, how do we get it so that not only I call, but you call?
Well, then you could delegate that and go from there. As it is now, John says we made a mistake in the inception in not tying him down tight enough. But we did it for a number of reasons. He was contingent, and we had this thing hanging up. And he's tracked reasonably well. Now, he has some guilty knowledge in connection with the Watergate that only Dean and I know about that has to do with Hunt. We turned some stuff over to Gray to get it out of here. That'll never come out. He'll never testify to that. There's any way that he could testify to that. Well, it just isn't necessary. There's no way for anybody to know. And that he understands that set of circumstances never happened. And it's never appeared, never come out.
Where are the files?
I don't know where he's gone, but he's gone. We felt that we wanted to be in a position to say we had turned everything over to the FBI. So I called him up to my office one day, and we said, Pat, here's a big fat envelope.
What is this stuff that Hunt did on that case in California?
Well, no, it's other stuff. And Dean's never told me what was in the envelope.
I don't know, but Hunt dealt with.
Well, he must have been in a hell of a lot of stuff.
And doing some things.
He did some things for Chuck, apparently, that he made record of.
Was that his envelope?
Yeah.
That Chuck made record of?
No, that Hunt did.
How did you get Hunt's stuff?
Well, we opened his safe. See, Dean took everything out of his safe. We turned everything over to FBI agents who came for it, except this envelope full of stuff. And then I called Greg in my office. Dean came in. I said, Pat, here's an envelope. We want to be in a position to say we've turned everything over to the FBI, so we're giving it to you. I don't care what you do with it, as long as it never appears.
Suppose that they ask him about other activities of Hunt and so forth. What does he say?
Presumably, he says, I honestly don't know of any, because maybe he never opened the envelope. He was smart, he didn't.
I don't want to get into that with him.
I understand.
I avoid that.
But I want you to know about it. At some point in time, if you haven't already, Bob or I or John Dean or somebody, I'll give you a rundown on how this urban hearing is going to go, the kinds of things that are liable to come smoking up so you're not surprised. But we think there's a reasonably good possibility of coming through it very much like we've come through the trial, with a certain amount of day-to-day flack and evening television stuff, but no lasting results.
Well, I suppose that all is dependent. I talked to Bob a little about it in case there would be some deal, but I suppose, John, it depends that he gave you until after he came back to California and back to the Indian. But really, the problem is that one of these guys who cracked,
sure.
the one that cracked and really hurt would be Hunt.
Yeah, Magruder could really hurt. In a different direction.
Well, Magruder, if he cracks, goes to prison.
Yes.
All right, unless he takes immunity, is that what he would do?
Possibly. There are several of these guys that we rely on. Sloan is not a problem.
He didn't know anything.
But Magruder is a problem.
Magruder knows a hell of a lot, right? Yeah. Let's face it, did Magruder hurt himself? Did he?
I don't know. Sure did.
But I think he, from what I've heard, he must have.
Sure did.
He said he was have a knowledge and he did, is that right?
Basically, that's it.
But beyond that, I'm getting beyond Magruder, who the hell else hurt himself? Mitchell?
I assume so, without knowing. The thing has a very good chance. If it's handled right, we can cut our losses here, cut our losses there. Try and shore up Power Faker here and there. Build some back fires and so on.
What I heard, I thought you and I am not going to be taken by surprise by anything.
It's okay.
Well, when I say that, I mean the real problems that I see basically are whether it, to the extent that it ties into the White House staff. I was just thinking it's fortunate all that church service and everything else are going to, at least I've never met it.
I've met Hunt once. Never.
I know something. I mean, the cigarette operation was fine, or Colson in areas other than Watergate, but purely political stuff.
Yeah,
which is perfectly legal.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
I think they did some work on the Teddy Kennedy or something. That's in the paper report.
Did some investigating.
Yeah.
The only reason I raise it at this point is because the handling of Gray in other hands, Eastland and his group, could go in an unpredictable direction. I just don't know. And so that's the one lingering hazard. Now, the other prime candidate is Henry Peterson, the criminal deputy, and he's in just as bad shape.
Oh, Christ.
You know, and without the ties that Gray has,
he wouldn't care what happened to us.
Ruckel's house is a possibility. There's one other fellow named Vernon Acree, who's the head of customs, who's a possibility. But that's about the
spread. Is our secret plan is two Watergate hearings.
That's right.
Would Gray would not be called before the Irving Committee?
No, well, he could be, but probably wouldn't be. Davion's leak operation.
Well, that's Davion.
Yeah. 4 days ago for a brief period of time.
Oh,
and what he was doing down there was simply a job of analysis. He was taking all those leaks and matching them up to see where the commonality among them was to try and determine which documents they came from.
We had to check that.
Oh, of course, but he never got tap material from any of that.
Did Dave Young get it?
Dave Young never got any of this domestic tap stuff. Well, I got some of it. Bob got a lot of it. Bob got most of it, I think. I'm not aware that anybody else ever did.
Do me a favor, and I've visited.
not a gung-ho, aggressive administrator. It'll be a, and she'll do what we ask her to. It's kind of a kiss of death for action in a way.
It should be running around. What is it, VISTA? We still have VISTA?
VISTA, the grandparents program.
Well, let's keep that one.
There's five or six of them over there.
They're good.
Yeah, and well, two, this is no good, and Peace Corps is no good,
as it should go.
But the others are perfectly well, foster home
can I
space.
Sure. I would flush the Peace Corps at VISTA, and I would put, but rather than cutting the money, I'd put it all on the interest.
Well,
why don't you do that?
Here's what I've talked to her about, that you don't like either of those two, that we feel are not cost effective, and that she should come to us with some constructive suggestions of what else action could do instead.
Either what else I could do or get improved programs and double the money for it.
Yeah. All right.
Why not?
All right.
Double the money for it or find another good one.
All right.
I'm all for it. Is she willing to?
She's amenable to that.
She willing to take it?
Yeah, but oh yeah, she wants it badly.
What the hell are the girls writing the memorandum?
Because she thinks that the dirty old White House staff is taking advantage of our mail, and she won't get the job.
Well, you talk about raise it. Well, and then you, that we, that as a matter of fact, say that you recommend an action, and I said, fine. You've been talking to her about it as a promotion, so that she gets her own agency.
See, I,
as you well know, of course, I just think she's a great gal.
Thank you. I told Ziegler about this today so that he can start to move that.
You can't talk. Good God. I think Duncan's a man to be the head of the Secret Service. But I can't put him there yet.
Yeah.
And so he can get the help. In fact, he didn't have the details of our tires.
Perfect.
But they understand that he can't, that he had to jump to many people,
yeah.
So he wanted to go
on. He's very sensitive about it. I know.
All right.
It's a mess. Damn thing's a mess. Just because these guys are so sensitive of each other. You know, it's a very, very tight little family. But it's a bum rap. And I know this because I know my mom.
And about the letting down the barriers in there, that's kind of a joke around me. Of course, the Secret Service likes to keep barriers. I am the one that wants the barriers.
Matter of fact,
the idea of the letting, you know, the time for it is officially for a so-called, quote, spontaneous end goal.
That incident happened, but it didn't happen in Providence, and it didn't happen to Bob. That happened between Taylor and Chapin. And it happened in New York, and I was a witness to it. But Bob was never involved in that. So it's a bonus of rats.
Did Chapin
retell? Well, he and Taylor squared off on this. Taylor said, if you guys do that, I'm going to have to put in jail. Which is the way that story ran.
Yeah, well, Chapin started seeing Bob's man.
That was, you see, weeks before the Providence. That's what I'm saying, weeks before Taylor was let go.
Yeah. Well,